What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Solid and Cincy, your Cincinnati podcast. I'm Andrew, and I'll be your host, and welcome to my new venture. I'm super pumped to have you all here to discover the cool, unique, the funky, just the awesome things about our city. From the arts, to the performing arts, to the visual arts, as well as to the sports. We have so many sports going on here in Cincinnati. And then the food and drink. I'm excited for you to join this adventure and follow along. This week's episode, we're going to talk about everything going on here in Cincinnati from Monday, August 7th through the 13th. There's an incredible amount of things going on between food and drink, as well as sports, you know, and just some random things that I'm really excited about and excited that they're happening here in Cincinnati. So let's start up with sports. This week we have the Reds taking on the Marlins. They open that series tonight, and I think everybody here in Cincinnati is excited for them to hopefully break their losing streak. The Reds are on a little bit of a losing streak after coming in hot to the All-Star break, and I think everybody wants to see them do well. I think, you know, this season we started off really rocky and coming off, you know, a not-so-great season last year, but this team is young. They're exciting. I think people enjoy they love watching them. And I'm stoked to see what happens this week against the Marlins. I hope they can break through whatever they're working on and get a couple wins to take over the division again. So again, the Reds play the Marlins this week and then finish out the week in Pittsburgh against the Pittsburgh Pirates. FC Cincinnati is off this week. They are off until the 20th of August when they take on Columbus Crew in Columbus. So nice to give them a little bit of a rest. For a minute there, it was back-to-back-to-back games, as well as Brandon Vasquez and, you know, everybody else. You know, Matt Miazga with the men's team. So nice to have a little bit of break for the team to let them get rested before they come into this series in the next week. Other Cincinnati sports news that's super exciting is that the Cincinnati Bengals are back in action for preseason this Friday at Paycor Stadium, taking on the Green Bay Packers. I'm incredibly excited to see our Bengals back in action. You know, what the Bengals did 2 years ago when they went to the Super Bowl, they ignited a spark here in Cincinnati that I don't think many of us have seen. I know I had never seen that excitement and that, you know, just general buzz about a team. You know, I've been an avid sports fan here in Cincinnati my entire life, but to see what happened then and how it's continued through last season and now into this season, this team is young, they're exciting. We have to make it happen this year, and hopefully we can. So I'm very excited for the Bengals season this year. I'm excited for Friday as they take on the Green Bay Packers at Paycor Stadium. Some other cool and exciting things happening this week that I'm really pumped about range from a couple new breweries opening up this weekend. And this week, you know, we have two really established breweries that are opening up new locations in downtown Cincinnati. And that is very exciting to me to see people invest into our city center and to watch that continue to grow. So, first of all, this Thursday, March 1st Brewing is opening up at Fountain Square at the space formerly occupied by Rock Bottom Brewery. I'm very excited for March 1st to take over at this space. I think they're going to do incredibly well. This space is needing something to bring that liveliness and that youthful energy back to Fountain Square. There is so much going on at Fountain Square between Salsa on the Square, you know, trivia, as well as in the winter with the ice skating rink. I think this is just going to be a great addition to Fountain Square and to everything that's going on there. March 1st again opens this Thursday, August 10th at 11 a.m. They're going to have over 36 taps for craft beer, seltzers, as well as cocktails by Cincinnati Distilling, food, and they're going to have over 30 TVs to go check out and watch any of your favorite games. So I'm very pumped that they're going to be downtown. They're going to feature beers from Woodburn, Fig Leaf, March 1st, as well as their seltzers from Astra, which I love the Astra seltzers. The red cream soda is just so good. And then, you know, Woodburn, you can't go wrong with Solo, their coffee ale. I'm very excited. Their coffee blonde. It's going to be delicious and within walking distance of my apartment. So it's going to be dangerous, but a lot of fun. So I'm super excited that March 1st is opening their doors downtown and can't wait for you all to check them out. For more information, go check out their website at marchfirstbrewing.com to find out their current tap list down at the brewery, as well as go check out their other location out on Kemper Road. Been there a couple times and just always a great time. So go check those out, guys. There's also another brewery opening this week that I'm very excited about. I've walked past it a couple times as I'm going for runs downtown, and it's just going to be really cool. You know, I think it's really cool. Well, the unique thing about this brewery, let's start there. The unique thing about this brewery is that it is not Cincinnati born and bred. It is something from another state, from Pennsylvania, that's coming in and investing in our city and putting a new location for their brew pub in downtown. And I think it's going to be a really great addition. Voodoo Brewing opens at 120 East 8th Street this Sunday, August 13th. They're going to have so many beers, and their beers just look really unique and funky and fresh, and I'm excited that they're going to be down here within walking distance again, so double dangerous. They have two new breweries downtown close to my apartment. But, you know, also to bring a different perspective on, you know, Cincinnati's, you know, not perspective per se, but, you know, another brewery that's not from here is really exciting. You know, I always get excited, whether it be my real estate clients, when people invest in Cincinnati and they want to buy an investment property here in downtown, or when a you know, a restaurant or a brewery wants to come in and invest their time and their energy and their money, most importantly, into help amplifying our city. So I'm super excited that they're going to be down here and excited to try out some of their beers. I've been looking at their website and it looks just delicious. I know they'll have food. They'll have so much more. If you've not checked out their website, go check out Voodoo Brewing. They have a lot of stuff. Go check out their Instagram too, at Voodoo Cincy. Yeah, it's going to be really cool. So I'm very excited for that. In terms of events this week, we have a couple events going on. One is something I'm sure all of you are familiar with. It is City Flea, and that is this Saturday, August 12th. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And not only is it your tried and true City Flea, it is also a kids market. So bring your family, you know, bring the kids, walk around OTR, walk around and try some food from local vendors, get a beer from the porch, listen to music on the stage, buy some vintage clothes. You know, they will have Bengals stuff. I was there last month and there was a lot of vintage Bengals stuff as well as red stuff there for people to pick up and buy. And this is City Flea's 13th season, so they have a ton of vendors. If you've never been, go check it out. If you've been, go support it again. It's something really great and unique that our city does. They have this curated urban flea market in the heart of our city. It just brings a great pulse and energy to downtown. So go check that out again, guys. That is Saturday, August 12th. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for City Flea and the Kids Market. Now, this next event is something that I have been looking forward to since it was announced. You know, when I saw this being announced, I was kind of like, wait, what? This is coming to Cincinnati? I know we've all seen the videos. We've all seen them on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. But now you can see it in person. This Saturday at Yateman's Cove in Sawyer Point, Red Bull Flu Tag is coming to Cincinnati and the Ohio River. And I am beyond excited. I'm excited to watch wacky flying machines, in quotes, take off and see if they get their wings or if they plummet to the murky waters of the Ohio River below. It's going to be something very exciting and something that I hope everybody goes checks out. The gates open at noon down at Yateman's Cove to the public. The opening ceremony is at 1 p.m. The first flight's at 1:10. The last flight is at 4 p.m. with the awards at 4:15. p.m. It's going to be so much fun. Family-friendly event. Go check it out. I know some of the judges that are going to be there to judge the flights as well as the machines will be former Bengal Chad Johnson, three-time Olympian Nick Gepper, and so many more. Go check it out, guys. It's going to be so much fun. And if you haven't yet, go to Red Bull's website, look up Flu Tag Cincinnati, and vote for People's Choice. Here you can see all the rudimentary designs, drawings, whether it be on notebook paper, a napkin, of just what these people have envisioned to build for this Saturday. It's going to be crazy. FC Cincinnati's got one called Cincy Till I Fly. There's one that Ryan Geist is doing with Art Academy. Condado Taco. Just go look at these. Vote for your favorite design. And come out this Saturday at Yateman's Cove at Sawyer Point to watch as these engineers take flight. Hopefully. Well, that's all I have, guys, this week. Again, I'm excited that you guys joined me for my first episode of my podcast. This is terrifying, y'all, to go out here and talk for X amount of minutes. The goal of this podcast is to really bring light to exciting, funky, unique things here that are offered in Cincinnati. And I hope that if I miss something, you'll forgive me. And if you have an event coming up, feel free to shoot me a message on Instagram. And, you know, let's talk about it. Always down to have chats with people about what's coming up in their neck of the woods in different neighborhoods in Cincinnati. This week, focused solely on downtown, but excited to grow the reach of this podcast to all of the neighborhoods here in Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky, and to show people, you know, what's going on so they can tell their friends that they saw it in Cincy. Have a great day, guys. We'll see you next week.